Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows a mixed performance in Asia overnight, while European markets are mostly lower in early trade. Bonds are lower, with US 10-year yields up around 5 basis points to 3.62%. The US dollar is broadly higher, although it is weaker versus sterling. Crude is lower, following a larger-than-expected API inventory draw. Gold is down. And China iron ore futures are lower, following reports that the National Development and Reform Commission will step up regulation of the iron ore market. Recent market strength is mostly a function of renewed soft landing expectations, easing banking sector stresses, a good start to US first quarter earnings season, and positioning or short covering. At the same time, soft landing expectations and dampened liquidity concerns in the banking sector have also been behind a meaningful backup in rates. Futures are now pricing in a smaller probability of a dovish pivot later in 2023. However, elsewhere, market participants are ramping up expectations for another Bank of England hike after UK inflation declined only to 10.1% above expectations. In other central bank news, European Central Bank Chief Economist Lane yesterday evening backed tighter policy. There were some hawkish sell-side takeaways from the Reserve Bank of Australia minutes, with May now considered a live meeting following April's pause. And there was nothing new from Bank of Japan Governor Ueda late on Tuesday, who stressed policy continuity during his parliamentary appearance. On the data front, the focus in Europe today turns to final CPI readings. There is some focus on UK housing as London house prices posted their largest decline since 2019. In Asia overnight, Reuters Tankan showed Japan manufacturer sentiment unchanged in negative territory, weighed down by high raw material costs and an uncertain external environment. However, services sector sentiment strengthened to a four-month high driven by a rebound in tourism. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, and crude inventories, while among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Abbott Labs and Morgan Stanley, and after the close, Tesla and IBM. In corporate news, there were a number of notable movers in after-hours trading yesterday following earnings releases. Netflix shares initially fell more than 8% before recovering to being down roughly 1%, after the company reported mixed results, including subscriber growth, which fell short of expectations. Elsewhere, Intuitive Surgical shares were up around 8% in after-hours trading after the company beat estimates for first quarter sales. And United Airlines shares were up around 1.5% in after-hours trading after the company forecast a second quarter profit and retained its full-year earnings outlook on strong travel demand. Asian markets ended with a negative bias on Wednesday. Selling resumed in Japan for the first time in more than a week, Hong Kong was sharply lower, and tech-sensitive Taiwan showed substantive losses. In regional news, the US Treasury Department announced that Secretary Yellen will deliver a speech in Washington on Thursday to lay out the Biden administration's principal objectives for the US-China economic relationship. And a Nikkei survey showed that a slim majority of respondents expect no change at April's Bank of Japan meeting, with the rest eyeing changes to forward guidance. European equity markets are mostly lower in early trade. In European news, EU gas storage remains at a record high, sparking discussions within the EU to completely eliminate imports from Russia, but historically high gas prices are making many countries hesitate. And with UK inflation remaining above 10% year-on-year in March, Bloomberg noted that the figures are adding to pressure on the Bank of England to continue its quickest cycle of interest rate increases in four decades, as it becomes clear that policymakers at the central bank are facing a balancing act after resilient wage growth reported yesterday added to fears that UK inflation will be persistent. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.